MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. And now, the man who once had himself shipped to Kentucky just to test the global shipping program, our very own Priority Mail, Grip.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is August 18th, 2015. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 609. On today's show, Selling with Integrity, 5 top-rated tips on preparing for the holiday season, taking the plunge into selling internationally, and one seller's gem of a niche on eBay. We'll also take your calls, but first, here's the eBay Radio News brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Seller performance standards, returns, and Disney all feature in today's eBay Radio News for August 18th, 2015. I'm Lee. eBay sellers, take note. A bunch of Disney fans, those who are members of Disney's D23 Club, had their fourth expo last week at the Anaheim Convention Center. And here's what came out of it. You need to be on the lookout for all these things.
Yeah.
Walt Disney and Pixar Animation Studios presented first looks of The Good Dinosaur, Finding Dory, Zootopia, Moana, and Toy Story 4. Marvel Studios presented footage from Captain America, Civil War, and stills from Doctor Strange, while Lucasfilm presented Star Wars The Force Awakens. Walt Disney Pictures showcased Alice Through the Looking Glass, The Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Pete's Dragon, The Finest Hours, and The Queen of Katwe. Disney Interactive held presentations on several video games, namely Star Wars, Battlefront, Disney Infinity 3.0, and Kingdom Hearts 3. And there was one surprise, Griff.
What's that?
Plans were announced for the development of a new Star Wars-themed land for Disneyland and Disney's Hollywood Studios, so on both coasts.
Oh.
New Star Wars-themed land. An example for eBay sellers, a Princess Jasmine doll at that Anaheim thing wearing a red dress, retailed there for $120 and on Saturday in the Disney store. That same doll on eBay sold for $1,200. So these people are really making a killing here, but they're also letting you know in advance what's coming up with Disney and all these people. If you're not doing anything September 10th and 11th of 2015, and that's coming up soon, eBay wants you to attend their 20th anniversary celebration event for sellers. It's at the San Jose McHenry Convention Center.
And it's San Jose. We are 20.
We are 20.
And some very important information is going to be revealed at the event, Griff.
Yeah.
If you look at the registration page and click on program, it mentions workshops that explain changing seller performance standards. Another hint, it says the returns process is being streamlined. It says based on your vertical or business model, there are improvements you'll want to know more about both this year and in 2016. And this, manage your business better. New tools, insights, and reports are coming together in one centralized, easy-to-access location. So, Griff, if you attend this event as a seller, you'll be one of the first sellers to see everything in action and use it for your business. So you'll have a leg up, okay, on your competitors. For more clues, visit ebay.com/we are 20. And hey, you may have received an email from eBay telling you that eBay has decided to discontinue the new version of the bulk label printing tool starting today. You will be automatically directed to the previous version of the tool,
which is much better.
You may, and that's why they're doing this.
Right.
You may continue to use the new version until September 1st, 2015, at which time it will be disabled completely. And eBay says, you know, they might make a few tweaks and bring it back or not. They're just not sure. But
well, yeah.
The earlier version is the best, right?
Right, I was somehow directed through the new flow when I needed to print out labels, and this missing some features that I couldn't live without, which is making changes to weights and services. So I quickly hightailed it out of there, and then that was a couple of weeks ago. And I love the traditional old bulk label flow; it works perfect. And so that's what the issue
it's
is.
It's one of those if it ain't broke, don't fix it things. I think.
Well, yeah.
Also, we have a new person to welcome. eBay has hired digital advertising agency executive Susie Deering to replace Rochelle Parham as its chief marketing officer amid a restructure to its branding and communications teams. Mm-hmm. She assumes oversight of the marketing for eBay's marketplace and will report to Senior Vice President for the region, Hal Lawton. eBay Radio team welcomes Susie Deering. Maybe we can talk her into coming on the show.
Probably.
We're going to try. Maybe you can help us with that.
Couldn't hurt.
And that's eBay Radio News for August 18th, 2015. It is my darling daughter, Melissa DeMille's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Melissa.
She was born on 8/18 at 8/18. The doctor said she was a numerology chart waiting to happen. eBay Radio News is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Maribal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
Brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop.
Yes. So how was your weekend? Oh, you sound a lot better, by the way.
Yeah, I started recovering. It was pretty tight. I spent the weekend in bed.
And that's probably what you needed.
There's a part of me that would like to spend the rest of my life in bed, actually.
Well, yes. It's just All cuddled up.
It's a part. It's just, with my dogs.
Yeah.
Where's my breakfast? Bring me... Nurse!
Hey, we all feel that way sometimes.
Oh,
trust me.
Mm.
Right now, I'm under the influence of these painkillers again. I had to take one this morning.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Well, it was hurting so bad, I had to take one. Still hurting, really. But
is it now?
So, you stayed in bed most of the weekend.
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, do you check the eBay news like I do all weekend? Do you do that? Even when you're home?
How can you check what you live 24 hours a day?
Yeah. See, I'm checking it all weekend so that I can start my news.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
We had a busy day yesterday. I had to film a video for September, and we did a webinar with USPS representatives. And I learned some interesting things during the webinar.
What did you learn?
So we learned that postal clerks are supposed to scan by request. There's no incident. If you bring in a package with a label on it and you say, will you please scan this for me? They're supposed to scan it.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Yeah. They don't always.
Well, so that's what we learned yesterday.
And it depends on which person, too.
Right. And I, personally, for me, when I sell, I don't ask for scans. I just drop them off. I haven't had a parcel that wasn't tracked. I can't remember the last time. So it's at least if years. I haven't had a parcel where I've handed it off to USPS where tracking hasn't showed up.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying it really doesn't matter. But I want it scanned. When I go all the way to the post office and hand it to them, I'm sorry, I want it scanned.
Right.
I know it makes no sense, but I want it scanned.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to scan it, darn it.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm glad you told me that.
Mm-hmm. Because
that helps us with the one who won't do it at our post office.
Yes.
She blames it on the postmaster.
Well, you can point her to the webinar link. And you can also report, if you go to the USPS website, there's a contact us link somewhere on that site. And you can actually, and the reps that were on were encouraging us, that if you have a postal clerk that is not granting your scan request, that you can report that local branch, and they'll get in touch with them and coach them. You can also, if you have issues with the post office, I've heard this. I feel I'm very lucky. In San Jose, I've never had this issue. Well, I had it once, but it wasn't a big deal, where packages are continually delayed getting shipped out. Contact the post office and let them know.
Okay.
Well, and what else did I learn?
That's nice to know. What else did you learn? Anything new coming up in the post office that we need to know about?
No. I kind of berated my colleagues for a few shortcomings in our product, which we were talking about the regional rate boxes. And I said, well, where is regional rate C? It's available on stamps.com. And admittedly, the reason why we probably haven't added it is the demand is really low. Regional rate C is hardly ever a better option for most people. But still, we should offer it. So they're going to check into it.
Oh, that's good. You might have gotten something handled there. That's a good thing.
Well, I don't know.
Well, USPS is so important to all eBay sellers.
Yeah. I would much rather use them than anyone else. I definitely don't. There's a... Just hold your tongue. There. Okay, great.
Okay.
Let me say by default this. Yeah, I just total prefer USPS over everything, so. And we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. We shall.
I'm so dying to say something, but it wouldn't be prudent.
I know, and we love you when you're dying to say something.
It's like trying to keep a caged lion, you know.
Yes.
And trying to keep it in its cage when it wants to burst out.
Well, do you ever send anything any other way other than USPS?
Oh, I use, I occasionally use FedEx for documents, yeah.
Oh, and for documents.
Yeah, and I've used...
Oh, yeah, if a document has to get someplace overnight or something.
Right, and I've used the other one for when I've had very large items that...
You mean UPS, you mean?
Yeah, the other one.
The other one, okay.
But no, I prefer USPS, especially for my business. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Up next, selling with integrity here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at replymanager.com.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.